Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of Nurse Jackie, Season 1, Episode 6. On tonight's episode, Jackie was visited by the ghost of Christmas Future, where she comes across an old nursing friend of hers who is now dying of lung cancer and has come back to say goodbye to her friends and to have Jackie and the other nurses assist her in reaching the afterlife a little bit quicker with a little bit less pain. It was a good storyline. I really enjoyed it. I thought the guest star did a really fantastic job making us care about Paula, even though she was a crusty old battle axe. It was funny to watch her fight with the supervisor, Miss Acolytus. And you definitely see where Jackie got a lot of her sauce and pepper from. And it's sort of amusing to imagine that perhaps once upon a time Jackie was maybe a little more wide-eyed and innocent like Zoe is today, and that Nurse Paula was, of course, her mentor, her Nurse Jackie. So we'll see how that goes along. Anyway, that was a really good plot, and we sort of saw how Jackie very carefully covered her tracks, collecting morphine throughout the day until she was able to have enough of a dose to be able to feed it to Paula in a champagne glass in order to, because they knew that Miss Acolytus would check the saline bag. So that's, I guess, a helpful pro tip there if you want to murder somebody in a hospital and you're a nurse. In the B-plot, we got a visit from Dr. Cooper's two lesbian moms, played by guest stars Blythe Danner and Swoozie Kurtz. That was a really good subplot, and it really added another dimension to the Coop character, who I'm really, really starting to enjoy now. There had been some debate around the internet and some of my social circles about whether or not Coop was faking his Tourette's and his boob grabbing, but his conversation tonight with his non-vagina mom, as the British doctor so hilariously put it, basically put that debate to bed. Since he had a very touching, actually surprisingly touching and yet funny conversation with his mom about how he had wanted to take her last name when he was a child because he thought that that would let him change classes and then maybe he'd have a new rep because all the kids picked on him for his OCD and his Tourette's. So that was a really well-played scene, and I really do like the idea that there's this, Tourette's and OCD-riddled, sort of loser stuck in the gorgeous body of Peter Facinelli. I think that's a real interesting sort of way to move the character forward. So that was very interesting to see. Not too much Zoe action tonight. She was just sort of there floating around, unsure of how to react to tonight's events. But of course, Zoe, again, total standalone character for me, did great supporting work tonight. Even Eddie had his good moments where you realize he had affection for the dying nurse, and in a bit of nice parallel, again, since obviously this nurse is who Jackie could someday become if she's not careful, Eddie used to be Nurse Paula's source for extra Vicodin or Percocet when she needed a pickup because she was in pain. And I don't know if it's a little bit of foreshadowing for the rest of the season, but Nurse Paula revealed that she had a husband of 20 years who eventually left her, and she sort of said with disdain that he was too weak. And boy, doesn't that sound like somebody we know right now, aka, Mr. Nurse Jackie at home, perhaps? So if we're really meant to see Nurse Paula as a sign of things to come, then I do not predict good things for Jackie's husband moving forward here. So we'll see. The previews from next week make it look like the Eddie situation is going to blow up a little bit more. So great episode. Really loved it. Really spot on. I didn't think there was one weak moment in this entire episode. Really liked it. I give it an A+. And I will see you tomorrow for the Kathy Griffin recap.